From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As President Trump prepares for a trip to Asia, the White House says the threat from North Korea will be at the top of his agenda when he speaks with Asian leaders, as will the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. If this is not achieved through pressure by economic sanctions and diplomacy, U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster warns the United States will respond aggressively. Islamic State has claimed Saifullah Saipov, the 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who killed 8 people in New York City earlier this week with a truck, as one of their own. Meantime, President Trump has been talking about sending Saipov to the U.S. Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has appeared to indicate Guantanamo is not off the table.
Terrorists should know this. This administration will use all lawful tools at our disposal, including prosecution in Article III courts or at Guantanamo Bay. If anyone has any doubt about it, they can ask the more than 500 criminals whom the Department of Justice has convicted of terrorism-related offenses since 9/11.
Saipov, who came to the United States illegally through a visa program, faces numerous terrorism-related charges to Tuesday's deadly rampage in New York City. In addition to those killed, a dozen more were seriously wounded. Demonstrators have gathered outside of Venezuela's National Intelligence Service headquarters, demanding the release or at least better treatment of several hundred dissidents detained there and elsewhere for months. The detainees are primarily students. This is VOA News. Turkey is anticipating who will succeed Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani following the announcement he plans to resign. Dorian Jones is following the story from Istanbul.
Ankara made little secret of its pleasure at Sunday's announcement by Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani that he is planning to step down. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan slammed Barzani for holding an independence referendum, which Ankara feared could fuel similar secessionist demands from its own restive Kurdish minority. Turkish presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalın made clear Ankara was already looking to who will lead Iraqi Kurds going forward. A new tableau appears when the term of office of Masoud Barzani is not extended and there will be a transfer of his duties to Prime Minister Nechevan Barzani, Kalın said. Nechevan Barzani, a nephew of outgoing President Masoud Barzani, is widely seen by Ankara as the ideal future leader. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
United Nations refugee chief says the growing crisis of global displacement is the result of weak international cooperation and the inability to prevent, contain, and resolve conflicts. Filippo Grandi said a series of new crises have caused massive displacement across virtually every region of the world. Carol Batchelor is the UNHCR's International Protection Division Director. She says displacement or stateless people, those displaced, are among the most suffering in the world.
If you live in this world without a nationality, you are without an identity, you're without documentation, you're without the rights and entitlements that come, that we take for granted, even just being able to gather here today, having a job, having education, knowing that your child belongs somewhere.
UNHCR urges all states to facilitate naturalization for stateless minority groups that fulfill certain residential requirements, grant citizenship to children in the country of their birth, and eliminate laws and practices that discriminate against people or ethnic and racial grounds. Despite this week's terror attack in New York City, New York City Marathon will go on as planned on Sunday. More than 50,000 runners and an estimated 1 million spectators will be out on the streets. Hwee Kim birdied 2 of the final 3 holes for a 66 under 65, one-stroke lead in the PGA Tour Shriners Hospital Open. 25-year-old South Korean player birdied all 3 par 5 holes.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama. It's another pleasant day and welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so relax and let's have a good time. But later on today on The African Beat, I'll be talking to Sini, all the way from Rwanda. Sini from Rwanda is going to be on the other end of the line so we can talk about her music. So stay tuned for that. She's going to be my guest. But right now, let's start off today from the Democratic Republic of Congo with Shilembi, the sound of Shalamwana. And I play this one specially for you, Kaunda Bwalia from Zambia. You say you love it and I dedicate it to you and all your friends out there. And right after that, Bahibek, the sound of 4YBS of South Sudan. That means love you. And then Misumola by Fred and his Asasegwa music of Ghana. But right now, Shilembi by Shalamwana of the Democratic Republic of Congo, played specially for you, Kaunda Bwalia of Zambia.
Shalala, look at the Mamukina kaulu, yeah. Mamu intabi sibi Zeytan may zaman mana hajar inte terbakdirliko Sibu teoria sambala de ki wara na se Ataka pika lam taki Ata haki staki Askur saki Kebe na kun taki
Mesumola by Fred and his Asasegwa Music of Ghana, Beautiful Music, and right before that, Bahibek, Love You by 4YBS of South Sudan, and at the top was Shilembi by Shalamwana of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der here in Washington. Don't forget to join me and my guest later on, Sine from Rwanda. She'll be right on the line, so stay tuned for that.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
The African Beat on the Voice of America, coming to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. We all know, mates, this is a very hot tune from Sierra Leone, done for us by Peoples. Well, Peoples, this is your track on the Voice of America. We all know, mates. And right after that, Atewo Clap by Bumi Dada from Nigeria and Rockefeller by Big News of South Africa. But let's enjoy this beautiful music from Sierra Leone's Peoples, and this is We All Know. Mate.
Show me the baby.
Rockefeller by Big News of South Africa, and right before that, Atewo by Bumi Dada of Nigeria, and We All Namate by Peoples from Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. Don't go away. When I come back, we'll be joining my guest on the line to Rwanda, and that is Sini. Stay tuned. The best music comes from Africa. An African beat gives you the best of the best. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bunga Flavor, Afrobeat to Ndombolo and Makossa to Kwaito. All happening right here on the African Beat of the Voice of America. Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time with me, your host, David Van. African Beat on the Voice of America. You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about this show, please send us an email to africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can also call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And like I told you earlier on the African Beat, that my guest today is Sini. And Sini is from Rwanda, and she's right on the line. And welcome to the African Beat, Sini.
Thank you so much, David.
Your voice sounds so sweet, and I wonder when you talk to the people, what would they be feeling? But just before I get Sini, let me take one of her songs right now, and that is what we're going to use to introduce her, Dabaga. First of all, before I play the song, Sini, what is Dabaga?
Dabaga, it's about a traditional story here. It was a girl who was very brave, and she decided to go to the war to rescue her dad.
Okay.
And she was the first girl to do that.
So she was the first girl to actually go to the war.
Yes. And I said, when we talk about hip-hop in Africa especially, mm-hmm. you talk about boys. So if I'm a girl and I'm in a hip-hop style, so I'm Dabaga in music. Because I do something that...
They will say, oh, she's a girl, she does not have to do that. This is what boys can do, right?
Yeah.
All right, now let's enjoy this music, Dabaga. Well, if you're a girl out there and you love doing the stuff that you think that, oh, the people will say this is all what boys can do, I'm dedicating this one to you, Dabaga, right now by Sini, featuring Ziggy 55 of mm-hmm. Rwanda. Let's get this one out.
Are you truck slayer?
Dabaga, moody music, in your neck, go, I'm DJ La Cure,
Pepsini, Machuga and Zosida de Mera, the Champu Nambuce Murichi, the Vantijanje, Neptune and Tuna Gabongani, and his Giring, Miringa Nini, and the Davidenga, Hapudagari Kumutabu, who do say, Dunda, Uriton, the wonderful man, Susinango, fitting on in each, Sumadari, the Sazi, Nambu, you number, win the genie, never such a shaka Pukutin Dabaga.
Dabaga, Muri music in your neck.
agavi nambara ya mahoro ndeki mwaro ya wichisi mbaga ndi ndava nzove ndavaga ndavaga cho hagarara agavi nambara ya mahoro ndeki mwaro ya wichisi mbaga ndi ndava nzove ndavaga
ndeka uteringa wa mubitugu urgui misozi jiumbi bichirise.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music. The Baga, wow. Now, Sini, let me ask you. Do you have a message for, mm-hmm. for girls who you think people refer to as the Bagas?
Okay, message for girls. Hey, we can do this. We can do this. We can do what our brothers do. We can sing hip-hop. We can do everything. We can be ingenious. Anything you can do it, you can be in the bagger in anything.
In anything you want to do. That's what the world is coming to today. All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest on the line to Rwanda is Sini. The name Sini is your artistic name or that's your real name?
No, that's for stage.
Okay, so people want to know, maybe behind the scene or what, people want to know, you were born and named what?
My real name, my ID name is Uwimana, which means divine.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Aisha.
Uwimana Aisha.
Yes.
Wow, that sounds so beautiful, just like the singing. Okay, now tell me, how long have you been in this business? How long have you been singing?
Okay. My first song released in 2010 and was called G-O-L, or Game of Love.
Oh, okay, Game of Love.
Yeah. But was kind of European style.
Okay.
American style, but in 2012, when I started to do this, the Afro hip hop.
The Afro hip hop, bringing in the traditional style and everything, because I saw your video,
yeah.
And that video is just powerful. All right. Now, we'll come to that. But let's talk about the next song I want to play, Ijire. Ijire, girls, go get your money. I love that interpretation. Girls, go get your money. Let's talk about this song. What was running through your mind when you were writing this song or putting it together?
Do you know what? There is some songs here. We're talking about girls. Okay, they were abusing girls. They were saying, hey, girls, you depend on us. Girls, you don't have your money. Look what you have. Look your clothes. Look your body lotion. Look your shoes. It's all me who bought it for you. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And now you are there. You are beautiful because of me.
Oh.
Those songs were for guys, for boys here. And I said, what? Two songs abusing girls? Why?
So you decide to turn it the other way around and talk to the girls, yeah?
Yes. If it's true, girls, please get your money. We can't just stay there like that and listening to their words, they're abusing us. And I think we can do it. We can get our money. We can pay our bills. So that's the idea. That's why I decided to do that song.
So, if I'm understanding you well, the song itself is a piece of advice to young girls who think they can just solely depend on boys or on men to take care of them, but they can actually go out there and do their own work and get their own education and get their own money and take care of themselves.
Yes. And after that, we'll even take care of our brothers. That's what we need to do.
And sometimes you even take care of the men that were thinking that they are the only ones that can take care of you.
Yes, you can take them out, you can buy them gifts. Take care of them. And you can do it, girls.
Now, Sini, let me ask you a question. This is going to be very personal, and I'm going to put you right on the spot. Have you been through this kind of experience? Have you experienced this kind of thing before? Wherein they would tell you that, oh, look, I'm taking care of you, Sini. You know, you are beautiful now because of me, you know?
No. And I wish and I think it will never happen. At least I will bring 50 and you will bring 50. So there, you can say, I depend on you. No, it's 50.
It's 50-50.
You bring this, Bring this.
That is
at
silly.
Least that.
Oh my goodness, I am loving you, baby. Well, okay. Now, for you gentlemen who are out there, if you think Cine is one of those girls that you can just go around and tell, look, I've been taking care of you, you're getting it all wrong. And now let's listen to this beautiful music by this beautiful lady. Cine is doing Ijere right now. Girls, go get your money.
Great.
Independent girls, get your money. Cine, single ladies, get your money. Touch. Single mothers, get your money. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Girls, go get your money. Ijere by Cine of Rwanda. Oh, my God. This lady is just exciting to be with. On the African Beat, my guest, Cine from Rwanda. Now, Cine, apart from music, what else do you do?
Okay, I'm a radio presenter.
Oh, you're a radio presenter
and,
too?
Yes.
And what is the radio you're working for in Rwanda, in Kigali? You're in Kigali, right?
Okay. Yes, in Kigali. It is a former city radio. It's now changing into Inshuti ya Bose.
Inshuti ya Bose. I love that.
Everyone.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. I love that. Inshuti ya Bose. I love it.
Yes, Inshuti ya Bose. So it's on that radio from 4 to 7:30.
You know, there are other young girls around the world, around Africa, that will be listening to you right now as you talk on this show. And even in Rwanda, your local country, where the African Beat is being broadcast on the radios. Now, if you want to give them an advice, a piece of advice, as somebody who is a star out there and they're looking up to you, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, first of all, they need to know if... Because I even did a song talking about that. They have to know that being a star or being an artist is not the only job or option to get your money. And it is not even a simple game or just a easy industry there to get in as you want or you wish. You have to be prepared. You have to have aim what you want in the way you want it to be. And be yourself, girls. That's what I can say. Be yourself. Do something that you think it's real for you. Just for you, for yourself.
Just for you and
not
for yourself.
Not depending on someone.
Okay, you've heard that from the voice of Sini out there in Kigali, Rwanda. And my final track for today from Sini is going to be Tuma Bavuga. Tuma Bavuga, and she interprets that one as Make Them Talk. Make Them Talk. Sini, tell me about this song before we play it. Make Them Talk.
Make Them Talk, that's my favorite song. I was talking to my boyfriend, please love me and make them talk. Do this and make them talk. Don't give them time to waste our love and this. Please love me.
Just love me and make them talk about us, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much, Sini, for being my guest today. It was a wonderful pleasure talking to you, and I hope that we'll get more songs from you and more from Rwanda. Thank you so much once again.
All right. Thank you so much for making them talk. Thank you so much.
All right, indeed. Yes, thank you again for making them talk. And this is the track that we're going to play right now. Make Them Talk, the sound of Sini from Kigali, Rwanda. Make Them Talk, Tuma Bavuga, the sound of Sini from Rwanda, my guest on the show today. Thank you again, Sini, for joining me on the line, the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound.
your super show, The African Beat. And as we climax today, I want to bring to you Ambience at Conakry by Aisha Kone and Sekuba Kandia featuring Singleton. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Till we meet again, I am David Van here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Que je suis content. Fabi, 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 non, sa femme. Que ne mérite pas, non, sa femme, ya. Yeah.